Phil, it's finished Nantwich Town 0, Matlock Town 0, but a really lively 0-0.
Yeah, I thought it was a proper game tonight. Not much between the two teams, both going for the win, both having real quality in the front areas, both being very steely at the back and in midfield very combative. There wasn't much in it. I felt we did enough to edge a win, obviously hitting the post and making their keeper produce a couple of saves. I mean, Josh's overhead kick, you thought, here we go again, he's going to pull another one off here. I thought
he likes him, doesn't
he? I just called him Mark Hughes in there, so he's like a young Mark Hughes. But I thought, overall, we deserved to win. But the most pleasing thing for me, and I've said this to you over and over again, John, is the performance. I was really concerned with the performance Saturday because I didn't see it coming. And I didn't feel that we deserved to lose. I thought it should have been a scrappy 0-0. But obviously, errors cost us Saturday, but we weren't at the races at all. We didn't perform very well. So tonight was about a reaction and seeing the players put in a shift, run round a little bit, which they didn't do Saturday, have that little bit of quality, which they definitely had tonight. It was just that finishing touch wasn't quite there. We, as I said, first half, Vinny, for me, the header, he's got to score that, because he's, or at least
it's got
the target.
Test the keeper,
yeah, really, because he's got a real good look at it. He's had time on it, and that's why we brought him here. But I thought he was a threat all game. And then at the end, where Josh has crashed the post and then the overhead kick, and like I said, Joe Maswali's absolutely twisted their fullback into knots. He's probably got twisted blood now, but if he just has that little bit of end product, Joe, that little bit of a finish at the end, or just picking someone out, which he does do, I'm picking on him there, saying he's about his end product, because he does do that for us, that's why he plays. But if he had that tonight, I think we would have won comfortably, but it just wasn't meant to be. And I've got to give full credit to Matlock. I thought they were superb. I've got a lot of time for their management team. I like the way they conduct themselves. I like the way they set the teams up. I think they're like a breath of fresh air. So it's always good to go toe-to-toe with a team, not have a team come here and just sit behind the ball. I mean, they're trying to get in the playoffs. We knew we didn't want to lose this game, and we wanted to keep that clean sheet and just get that performance. That was the most important thing for me, so I'm pleased with that, and I'll take that into Saturday.
Just saying a little bit there about you know their front two, Dinanga and Morrison, both on loan, you know, quality players,
finds of the season,
yeah, Burton Albion and Chesterfield, you know, they were a real test. But again, as you quite rightly say, I can see what you're saying. The players have put it in tonight. Curtis and Ben have done really well at the back there, and another clean sheet.
Didn't put a foot wrong. I mean, it was close. I sort of said how well Wayne's done tonight in terms of he was so disciplined. He picked up all the loose balls. He did everything that I want from that holding midfielder. He got on it as well, got us playing. But Ben and Kurt, when they concentrate like that, and when they're strong, when they need to be, there's no one better, because they're both mobile, they're both tall enough to compete in the air, they're both strong, and they've both got quality as well. I mean, you've seen some, I think they're on 10 goals between them. They contribute all around. It's just now and again, and that's why they play at this level, I suppose. They'll switch off now and again, but they were superb tonight. And I just said to them, there's not a strike force that should worry you two, but unfortunately now and again it does, because we don't concentrate, and that's all it is for me. Yeah, the work rate, the endeavour's there, but the two top centre-halves, and again, I'm not speaking about Joel Starey, because I think he's been outstanding for us as well, and any of them three can play in there, and you wouldn't be able to tell. But just felt tonight, with the pace of the two that they had up there, them two would have been a good pairing, and the experience that they both got at this level now, I felt I needed that tonight, especially after coming away of a defeat on Saturday. Yeah. I felt I needed to go with a bit of experience tonight and let sort of Joel have a little look at it and see what the others are doing. So it's good now and again to be able to take players out so they can watch the game. I was speaking to Sean Cook about it, and he sort of said he's never really looked at it like that, but that chance to sort of look at the game from a different angle, a different perspective, is just good for them to be able to sort of see what we're saying to them, because I think they think we're speaking gibberish at times. They're looking at you like you speak a foreign language when you're telling them certain things, and then they're coming up to you saying, oh, I see what you're saying now. But I'm so pleased with the performance today, and like I say, I'm really confident going into Saturday after seeing that tonight.
Yeah, just a one on Sam Hall there as well, because I thought he started the game really well tonight, and when he went down with that injury. But Josh has come on, and we've talked about it being a squad game. You know, Josh has come on, he's given you something different, he gives you that bit of quality.
Yeah.
I agree with you, I thought Wayne Riley was brilliant in front of the back four second half. He really dominated that space. Again, so a lot of positives, Phil.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, I can't wait to go up to Spenny. It's my first trip up there, and with this group of players, I'm always confident we're going to create. And listen, every team that are playing us at the moment are having probably their best game, because they know they've got to. at some point somebody's not, and if we keep doing the right things, if they slip up, we'll be there to take full advantage of it. So it's peaks and troughs. We just need to get through this tricky spell of games. If we can just take something on Saturday, we'll be absolutely delighted. Because it was always a massive ask, having Blythe, Whitby, Matlock, Spennymoor, and then Crewe on the Wednesday. It's a huge, huge ask from the players, and it takes its toll. I don't think people realise that. It's not that you're playing a mid-table team with nothing to play for. You're playing against teams who are fighting for their lives to get where we are. And then after that, we've got the likes of Ilkeson who are fighting for their lives to stay in the league. So people will look at our results. We've got the toughest running for me, and like I said, I'm just pleased to take the performance from today, take a point, and go on to Spenny on Saturday.
Well done, and good luck on Saturday.
Cheers, John.